Final round of locker room chats here in the 21-22 high school basketball season as we continue to talk Valley Heights hoops, and now joined by boys head coach, that is Cale Green. It is presented by Blue Valley Technologies and Countryside Feed. Coach, sub-state brackets are out. We'll dive into that in just a minute, but what a game to wrap up the regular season at Blue Valley on a Tuesday, a high-scoring overtime ball game. You know, unfortunately, your team comes out on the short end of it, 74-68. But take us through that ball game on Tuesday night at Blue Valley a little bit.
Yeah, you know, it was a great game all around. We come out, we played well the first half. It was a close game. I think we went into halftime up by two. Come out third quarter, we play a great third quarter, probably one of the better ones we've had this year, and you know, get up by 10. Come out fourth quarter, and we let them drive to the middle a few times, get to the basket, and turn the ball over, and let them get right back into it. And then coming down to the end there, we had a great and one opportunity there that was made by Trent LeCure. Good take to the basket with 4 seconds left. And we missed free throw, and we missed some other free throws in the game that hurt us, but sent us to overtime, and we just couldn't finish the game. So, but it was a good game overall.
I know last week we talked about the improvements of your team offensively, and you know, despite the loss, you still hang up 68 points, and you carry some momentum in that aspect of it into sub-state next week, at least 50 points in the final six straight games, and obviously that's going to be a key and a momentum for you guys moving into next week.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're going to need to score the ball come sub-state time. It's going to be very important, especially with the teams we have in our sub-state bracket, so it's going to be very important. But, yeah, I mean, looking at the beginning of the season to where we are now, I mean, our scoring has improved greatly, and so is our team, and just collectively as a team as well. And you know, the improvements are great, and you know, we're scoring the ball a lot better than we did at the beginning of the season, and it's a good time for it.
Your 2A sub-state will be at Republic County. First round games will be next Tuesday night, and you guys are the 6th seed, so you will go to Alma to take on the 3 seed Wabunsee team. That's a 14-win team this year. How much do you know about this Wabunsee team, and what kind of ball game do you expect next Tuesday?
You know, I know they're a hot team last year. They had a great and fantastic run, and I knew they were going to be a tough team, you know, coming into the season. And I've been kind of following them throughout the year because I knew it would probably be a matchup we faced. But, you know, I finally got the film on them, and, you know, I'm looking forward to diving into that. But I know they have a great player, Kate Oliver, I believe is his name, that we're going to have to shut down. And, you know, ultimately, we're going to have to go out and play very well and do the little things right on defense and offense and look to put the ball in the basket.
That is Valley Heights boys basketball coach Cale Green joining us one final time on our locker room chats. His team wrapping up the season with an overtime loss to Blue Valley, but now it's sub-state time. Next Tuesday night, they'll go to Wabunsee, a quarterfinal matchup with the Chargers in that 2A sub-state, with Republic County being the site there. Coach, it's been fun throughout the course of the year. Thank you so much again for your time, as always, each week. Good luck next week at Wabunsee, and hopefully you guys can make a run, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yep, thank you. We appreciate you.